Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Tributes today for Tricia the Elephant, Perth Zoo's beloved matriarch. The 65-year-old's health had rapidly declined in recent days. Her final moments last night were peaceful and she was surrounded by her carers. The zoo has asked those who wish to offer their condolences to consider donating to the Tricia Tribute to Conservation Fund. The Federal Health Minister is waiting to be briefed by the Vaccine Advisory Body to expand the eligibility for a fourth COVID jab. The fourth dose is currently only available to those over 65, Indigenous Australians and the immunocompromised. It's understood ATAGI will outline its latest recommendations to Mark Butler as early as today. Meantime, Australian Medical Association Vice President Chris Moy says the TGA is considering an Omicron booster.
It covers two strains. There's one which will cover the original Wuhan strain and one which will cover Omicron. Just having a vaccine that just covers Omicron by itself is a problem. What happens if the original Wuhan strain, something happens to that and we get a new variant from that?
Overseas, Boris Johnson is holding on to his political future amid pressure to resign as Prime Minister. More than 40 ministers and aides have quit Parliament in the past 2 days. A defiant Mr Johnson is refusing to step down.
Frankly, Mr Speaker, the job of a Prime Minister in difficult circumstances when he's been handed a colossal mandate is to keep going, and that's what I'm going to do.
In sport, Nick Kyrgios is into his first Grand Slam semi-final at Wimbledon, fighting back tears after beating Chile's Christian Garin in straight sets. No luck for fellow Aussie Isla Tomjanovic, who lost her quarter-final last night. And Geelong will be looking for redemption when round 17 kicks off with a top two showdown against Melbourne tonight. The Cats went down to the Demons by 83 points in last year's prelim. Veteran Isaac Smith is keen to show they've moved on.
To have a top of the table clash against them on our home ground, obviously there'll be a bit of feeling there.
Listener.